The Fourth District Appellate Court of the State of Illinois has now convened. The Honorable Craig H.D. Armon presiding.
And counsel.
Morning, Your Honors.
We'll call case 4-21-0468, People of the State of Illinois versus Philip Grigolans. Counsel for the appellant, could you please state your name for the record?
Yes, Your Honor. Good morning. Simone Patras.
Thank you. And counsel for appellee, could you please state your name for the record?
Timothy Londrigan.
Ms. Patras, you may begin.
May it please the court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Simone Patras, and I represent the appellant, Philip Grigolans, in this matter. Your Honor, just at the outset, it's undisputed that when Mr. Grigolans pleaded guilty back in 2017, that he was not correctly admonished of the MSR he was required to serve. He was in fact required to serve 3 years to life of MSR and was only admonished that he was required to serve 3 years. And subsequently, counsel never filed the required Rule 604D certificate. And this court then therefore remanded for further post-plea proceedings without actually reaching the merit of Mr. Grigolans' remaining arguments. Specifically, this court granted Mr. Grigolans an opportunity to file a new post-plea motion and have a new hearing. On appeal, then, new appointed counsel did file an amended motion to withdraw the plea, which properly included the erroneous MSR admonishment in the motion. And in the response, the state faulted Mr. Grigolans for not including this error as a basis upon which to withdraw in his pro se motion and maintains that the trial court was correct and then finding that Mr. Grigolans therefore forfeited this issue. Your Honors, this was incorrect. Counsel here failed to protect Mr. Grigolans' due process rights when he failed to file an amended motion to withdraw the plea, including this error at the outset. And there was a viable basis to do so, and counsel should have known that. And it is well established that the very purpose of Rule 604D is to ensure that the trial court is given an opportunity to correct any of those errors and that they're properly asserted and presented by counsel. And that's the purpose of the certificate, which ensures that enables the trial court to ensure that counsel has actually reviewed the record and considered all relevant basis for the motion to withdraw the plea. And again, here, the record affirmatively reflects that counsel did not do what he was supposed to do. And therefore, it's improper to blame Mr. Grigolans, a pro se petitioner who has no legal knowledge, that he should have known to include this improper admonishment as a basis of which to withdraw his plea. To that end, the state argues here that this court's order on remand was not clear, but never actually explains in what respect. And on the contrary, Your Honors, this court's order was very clear. It granted Mr. Grigolans an opportunity to file a new post-plea motion, and he has therefore done so. The court's improper admonishments failed to substantially comply with Rule 402. Mr. Grigolans was not fully aware of the correct MSR he was required to serve, and he alleged that he would not have pleaded guilty if he was aware that he would potentially have to serve a lifetime of MSR. So on this basis, Your Honors, if there are no further questions, we ask that this court reverse and remand for an opportunity for Mr. Grigolans to withdraw his plea.
All right, I see no questions. Thank you, counsel. Mr. Londrigan.
Well, Your Honors, I think the state's position is fully made out in the brief. So I actually have no oral argument to add at this time. If the court has any questions, I'm happy to answer them, but otherwise we waive argument.
I see no questions. So Ms. Patras.
Your Honor, we have no rebuttal argument. We just ask that this court reverse and remand for an opportunity to withdraw Mr. Grigolans' plea at this point.
All right. Thank you, counsel. We'll take this matter under advisement. Court stands in recess.